بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وآل آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and this is another one of our short reminders. Today we want to talk about At-Tarawih. Why do we want to talk about this? Because it's something that a lot of times we'll find that we find excuses on why we don't want to go and make Tarawih, or why we can't go and make Tarawih, or why we haven't planned all year long to have time to be able to make Tarawih. A lot of us, we come up with a lot of excuses on why we shouldn't do it, why we don't have to do it, why we can't do it. Instead of just understanding the benefits of it and realizing that we as an individual, as me, myself, you yourself, anyone that you could think of, need to pray Tarawih. If we understood the importance behind it, I'm not saying that it's wajib and you're sinning for not doing it, but you as an individual, you need to pray Tarawih. I don't know about every one of you, but I can say as far as myself, I need the reward that comes from this. Look at what the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said about it. The first is a hadith that we've all heard many times in the past. And this is the one that says, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. And this is a hadith that is muttafiq alayh. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, whoever stands in the month of Ramadan, iman and wihtisaban, in full belief, and waiting for the reward, or expecting the reward from Allah, knowing that it's going to come from Allah, whoever does this during Ramadan, غُفِرَ لَهُ, it will be forgiven for him, what? مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, that which has preceded him in terms of evil deeds or bad deeds or wrongdoing. He will have his past sins forgiven. Now, like I said before, I can't speak for each one of you, but I know me, myself, I need this. This is a necessity for me. And if we're all honest with ourselves, it's a necessity for each and every one of us. There's no way in the world that we should be able to allow ourselves to talk ourselves out of going to make Tarawih. Finding reasons why we don't want to make Tarawih, or why our schedules don't allow it, even though we've had a whole year to prepare for these nights of making Tarawih. Don't allow the shaitan, or the whispers from the shaitan, don't allow the whispers from yourself as well, to keep you from getting that which you need. And these are our sins forgiven. These are that rahmah that come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those people who do these actions. We all need to be from amongst those people who gain the reward for doing this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on us. Allahumma ameen. And there's another hadith that I want to talk about, because it's important. We know that sometimes some of the masajid, they pray Tarawih right after Isha. So you'll find some of those people that pray Isha, they'll pray 2 rak'ah. Or pray 4 rak'ah and they'll leave. But I want to explain this hadith that tells you about the reward for actually staying until the imam leaves himself. Now this is on top of having your sins forgiven that we talked about in the last hadith. But what about that hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب له قِيَامُ اللَّيْلَ. This is where the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, whoever stands with the imam until he gets up and moves out of his position, then it will be written for him as though he prayed the whole of the night. Now look into actually how long we stay in the masjid and pray Tarawih. It's really not that long. But if you do this and stand with the Imam, and you do this knowing that you're going to get your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you stay there until the Imam himself, he gets up to leave. Regardless of whether you pray a half hour with the Imam, or the Imam he stays and prays for an hour or 2 hours, you get the reward as though you prayed the whole of the night. Now, just as we said before, I'm not saying that it's wajib on every one of you to do this. But can anyone say that they're not in need of it being written for them that they prayed the whole of the night? So as you can see again, it's a necessity for each and every one of us. Even though it may not be said that it's wajib on each and every one of us, but it's still a necessity for each and every one of us to get up and do these actions and pray Tarawih and remain with the Imam and pray during the nights of Ramadan, Iman and Wihtisaban, so that we can be of those people that get the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam about, and that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam told us about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the people who adhere strongly to the sunnah and gain the reward that the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam told us about. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.